Okay, Tari Taf is Yerushalmi, Erev and Daf Mem Dalad, and we are on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, after the Mishnah. So the Mishnah spoke about how if there is a member, the Baal HaBayis, has a partnership with a couple of neighbors. So if he has partnership with the neighbors with both wine, so then he doesn't have to have any extra type of Erev because he's already connected through the wine. And therefore, they're like one big happy family. But if one is wine and one is oil, so then you need, besides that, an Erev or a Shituf, as it's called. And Reb Shimon says no. Reb Shimon says they don't need to be Ma'ariv. And the Gemara quoted, there is a day that says you actually have to put it into the same Kli. But the Tanakama, the first opinion quoted here in the Gemara is that since they would put it in the same Kli, so that's good enough. That's good enough. And the last line we just had was Amar Rabbi Zrikan. What's the svar for Rabbi Shimon? Why does Rabbi Shimon say that even oil and wine? Because it's possible that they put it together. Gein darkan lishtosan anigrin. Because anigrin, this type of drink that's that you mix wine and oil in, right? The Karbonaedi here quotes shenosnin yayin v'shemin lamaya desilki. You put water, wine, and oil into this beet type of juice. Lasita l'tokrono to put it into drink it. So therefore, you see it's connectable potentially, and therefore that is good enough. So if potential wine and wine could put together, so too wine and oil can be put together as well. A nigron is mentioned elsewhere that it's a health drink. It's not a normal drink that, I mean, it's alluded to here. The carbonate that says l'tol grono. But this is, if you might remember, beginning of Ketzim Avarchin, where the Gemara says there on Lamed Hamba Beis in the Bavli, that one would make a Bori Priha Eitz on oil. So when you drink oil, one would make a Bori Priha Eitz. The question is, how do you drink oil? What do you mean, Rabbi Yochanan says, right, it's not something that is considered normally consumed. So the Gemara has a couple of possibilities. How exactly one would make a bracha. May some say, oh, if you dip your bread in it. So the Gemara says, no, then you wouldn't make any bracha on it, because the bread is the ikar and the oil is the tafel. So the Gemara says, dekashasi le al yedei anigron. Here's our anigron, right? The oil and the wine in this. Anigron maya de silka, angisteron maya de kulishalki. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, but if that's true, then isn't the beet juice, isn't that the ikar ingredients? You wouldn't make a bracha on this anyway, on the oil. Havelei anigron ikar v'shem and tafel. And we know the Mishnah says, ikar and tafel, you only make a bracha on the ikar. Kol she ikar imo tfeila, mavarech ala ikar b'podro sa tfeila. So the Gemara says, it must be a case where you were heavy on the oil in the mixture. Why? Because you had a sore throat. Hacha mayaskinan b'choshish b'grono. If somebody had a sore throat, Titania choshish b'grono, lo ya'arenu b'shemen t'chila b'shabes, avanosin shemen har b'latocha nigronu b'oleya. Can't do direct the oil because that's clearly refuah, but you can mix anigron. You can mix it into anigron and then drink it. So the Gemara says, pshita. Okay, so now it's obvious. If oil is the ikar ingredient, then what's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, ma'u detema kiven to the refuah kamachavein, since his kavana is just for health purposes, it's for refuah, lo liver chale klal. So you might have thought you don't make a bracha, because you're just drinking it for medicinal purposes. Kamash malon, kiman de isle hana minei boi bruche. Says the Bavli here at the beginning of Ketzim Avarchin, since he has hana from it, even though he's drinking it l'refua, you need to make a bracha. Right, and this is the Yesod. Tosva says right here, v'nirin advarim, if somebody's taking medicine, if it's tasteless medicine, it's just a pill that you're swallowing and even a tiny drop of water, then we don't make a bracha. But if it's tasteful, if it is flavored, any type of hana that one gets, if somebody's having chicken soup because they don't feel well, and they're only having it for the chicken soup, for the cold, any of that, then of course you make a bracha. The Nirat Advarim says Tosfos, dim adam shose mashkin, ima mashkin ra'im lishtos, if the water or the liquid or the medicine is totally disgusting, the lesle hana amine, there's no pleasure to the palate, lo boy bruche, no bracha. The isle hana amine, below harifua boy bruche, but if there's any hana, but obviously you get hana from the refua, the fact that it's healing you. But if there's anything besides that, then one would get, one would make a bracha. It's like the Gilyone Ashash, Rabbi Yosef Engel here, quotes a tshuva of the Radvaz. A big chiddush, the tshuva of the Radvaz. I'll look at it inside. The Radvaz writes in the first chelik, Sim in Tavsari Tes. He was asked, if you plant a tree that was called a Kair Shunber, I don't know, some type of tree that it's clear that the fruit of the tree was there for medicine. So the question he was asked, is, are you knowing Arla by this type of tree? Arla. So the Gemara says, so the Radva says, this is just a theoretical question. Drosh v'kabel schar. Why? Why will it never come up? He says, because these trees do not grow in the land of Israel. It doesn't grow anywhere else. It only grows in Egypt. It only grows in Egypt. And therefore, what's the shaila? I don't understand exactly that point because we paskin, there is Arlas Chutzlaritz. There's Arlas Chutzlaritz, even if it's a Chutzlaritz. Okay. But either way, he continues. Kfar sha'alti v'amru li she'eno nosim pri la'achar kamashanim miyom hanatiya. Ah. But then he says, and also I've asked, but this tree does not produce fruit except from the day at more than 3 years. It takes more than 3 years to produce fruit. Vikfayadata, kishnosa arla moni mishasanatiya. And you count from, so you'll never have a shaila of arla anyway. Elanafkamina, but what's an afkamina? If you're not talking about this tree. If it's another tree, shim yimsa shum ilan lirafua kayotze baze. If you find a tree that you plant for just for refua purposes, venosin piryu betoch shloshe yashamin, and that kind of tree gives fruit within its first 3 years, inoig bo arla. And he says, mistavra li sheinanoig bo arla. I think it's not subject to the rules of arla. If you plant a tree purely for medicine, even though it's fruit, and you're going to eat it. But if you're going to eat it just for medicinal purposes, so then it's not going to be subject to Arla. Dichsiv, he makes up his own drasha. Unatatem kol eitz ma'achal, ve'eitz hanatua l'refua, avo pisha ha'refua derach achila, lav eitz ma'achal hu, kivan she'in derach ha'briyim la'ochlo. V'simon l'davar, and he's even a remez, and the pasuk v'yapir yo l'ma'achal v'aleha l'trufa. Mashmer the trufa, lav ma'achal. So he says, I don't think the rules of Arla would apply. And then he has an amazing comparison. He says, Tate, I'll prove it to you. He says, Yom Kippur. If you eat something on Yom Kippur that normally healthy people don't eat, you're putter. That's not called Derech Achila. Hilchah said this is also. Compare Hilchah's Yom Kippur, he would say, to Hilchah's Arla. Imachal Kayer Shanbar B'Yom HaKippurim, Putter Hachanami Eitz Ma'achal Kasuv V'Kavachomer Advarim. And he continues, if the first mission Arla said, if you planted a tree just to be a fence, right, to be a border, even though it has fruit that are ra'uy to eat, still there's no arla that's no hig. So he says, I think koshikin here, where you're not even interested, the fruit aren't regular fruit. Any roshi enoig ba arla klava koshikin b'chutz la'aretz she'en arla noig ba minat Torah ela mi'alacha. Okay, he says that he gets back to that, even though the first line sounds like what's the issue, but he says only halacha. Okay, so at the beginning he does talk about it in the continuation about the chutz la'aretz point. Good. So that's his ha'ara that Rabbi Yosef Engel also quotes that Radvaz at the beginning of Ketzem Avarka. So we continue now back to Mem Gimel Amid Beis, where we just quoted the Anigro. So Tani, the Gemara says Rabbi Lozer ben Tadai Omer, ben kach uven kach asurna shiya arvu. Lozer ben Tadai says, either way, what's either way? Whether it's wine or wine, wine and wine, or wine and oil, they have to make it Erev. So we're going to talk about what does that mean? They don't have to make an Erev. We just said in the Mishnah that they don't have to make an Erev. So what does it mean? Is he arguing on the Mishnah? He is, but to what length? Rebacha, Barshem Rav, Halach, Rebazim Metadoi. And not only that, Rav says we paskin like this Rebazim Metadoi. So what exactly is Rebazim Metadoi holding? How is he different than the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Reb Yaakov Bar Acha, Barshem Reb Zeira, Asya, Rebazim Metadoi, Ki Rebbe Meir. Really, this Rebazim Metadoi is following Rebbe Meir Shita. Haidun Rabbi Meir, which Rabbi Meir Shita? We have two possibilities. Which Rabbi Meir Shita is this following? And again, Rav says that we paskin like this Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai, and now we're saying that Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai is based on Rabbi Meir. So, which Rabbi Meir? So, Rabbi Mana, Rabbi Mana says it's Rabbi Meir who says the following. Du Amar al Yedei Erev al Yedei Shituf. What is that a quote from? That's a quote from elsewhere that Rabbi Meir holds. We know that you have Erev Chatzeros, which binds houses into yards, and then those yards that go into alleyways, you do a Shita Mavos. What if you just do a Shita Mavos, which binds the yards to the alleys? Is that good enough to also carry in the Chatzers? Or do you have to do the separate Erev Chatzeros? So your mayor says you got to do both. Even though the Shita Mavos, you might say, is more inclusive, it includes all of the Chatzeros which go into the Shituf. No, Rameir says you don't want to forget Toras Erevin, and therefore you have to do an Erev Chatzeros too. That's Rameir Shita. One without the other is no good. So you see the second line on top, carbon eida. Shein somchin al erev v'makam shituf, v'lo al shituf. Right, you don't rely on either. That's Rabbi Meir. Meaning, what's Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai saying? Again, not like the pashup shot of what we saw in our in the Mishnah. Meaning, how is he arguing on the Mishnah? In the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said implicitly. Mishnah said, if you have somebody who is partners with wine, with oil, then that's good enough to be a shituf. But it's good enough to be a shituf even if you didn't make an erev chatzeros. That's how we're understanding the Mishnah. And Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai is arguing on that. And saying that even if you have a shituf, you also have to have an eruv chatzeros. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai is paskening, like that Rabbi Meir. And as we'll see, Rav is saying that's the halacha. But that is all option one. The Rabbi Mana says that it's which Rabbi Meir is Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai based on? It's based on this Rabbi Meir that says you need shituf and eruv chatzeros. You need both of them, and that's what his argument on the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah is holding, the Tanakama, especially the Mishnah is holding that you don't need both. You don't need a Shituf and an Erev. And the Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai is saying that you do need both, like Rabbi Meir. Number one. Number two. Amar Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Bun, Rabbi Meir do, Amar. No, the following Rabbi Meir. This is the Rabbi Meir that the Rav is saying we paskin like. Shema Arvin La'adam El Daito. An Erev or Shituf has to be with the knowledge and the acquiescence of the parties involved. And therefore, in our Mishnah, they have no idea, right? They're just partners. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah holds, the Tarakaba, the Mishnah says, that if you have a Balabais who's shutaf with Shechenim, there's no need. There's no need. It's an automatic shituf. So obviously, no da'as is needed, according to our Mishnah. While Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai, that's exactly, he's saying against. He's saying, Benkach Ovenkach Asurna Chi Arvu. Right, his lashon is the air doesn't work because you need das. You need das, and it's like this Rabbi Meir that ema arvin la'adam ela ledaito. So two deyas in the Gemara, Rabbi Mana and Rabbi Yosa Barbun. Which Rabbi Meir is linked to Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai? Good. So Gemara now says al daite to Rabbi Mana k'Rabbi Zeira according to the first pshat. Rabbi Mana who's explaining Rabbi Zeira's line. Rabbi Zeira who says Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai is based on Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Mana, who gives the first suggestion that he's based on Rabbi Meir, who says, Al-Yidei-Irv, Al-Yidei-Shituf, Al-Daiti-De-Rav, Rabbi Meir. So it must be that Rav. What did Rav says? We all like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai. And Rabbi Mana says, which Rabbi Meir is Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai based on Al-Yidei-Irv, Al-Yidei-Chatzer? That you don't say one without the other. Shita Mavos also requires Irv Chatzeros, and vice versa. So it must be that Rav holds like that Shita of Rabbi Meir. That Rav holds, right again, Rav says we pass on like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai is based on Rabbi Meir. Which Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Mana says, Rabbi Meir that says, I de ir vadi shutuf. So it must be Rav holds like that Rabbi Meir. If Rav holds like A and A holds is based on B, then Rav must hold that we hold like B as well. Meaning that one is mechuyev to have an Erev Chatzeros and a shutuf. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Zeira says the name Rabbi Yochanan against that. Be'eruvin u'batayna sibur nahagu akol k'Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan says in Eruvin, we'll get to Tayna Sibur in a minute, but first Eruvin, that's for us now. Our issue of Eruvin, whether you need Eruv, even though you had a shituf, the minhag is like Rabbi Meir, meaning to do both. Meaning, me'ikar adin, we don't pass like Rabbi Meir. Me'ikar adin, once you do a shituf, then you don't need to do an Eruv Chatzeros. Rabbi Yochanan says that the minhag, nahagu, what does nahagu mean? Right, the Mefarshim explain, Rashi says elsewhere, that you wouldn't, if somebody comes and asks me a question, then I would not tell them that. I would tell them what the Ikar Adin is. The Ikar Adin is just do a shituf. But if they did it, they did it. They did it, they did it. So you see from there that we don't paskin. That's against, right? We said Rav holds like Rabbi Meir. So according to this, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we don't hold like Rabbi Meir. The Nagu Rabbi Meir, meaning if once it's done, then we'll say it's done. Okay, it worked. It worked. Nagu am Rabbi Meir. And Ketina Sibur, we'll get to that. But first, let's focus on the Rabbi Meir for a second. One second, ask Tosfos. Tosfos here at Erevin and Dafayim Beis. What does it mean, Nagu? Meaning, if they come to ask, we'll tell them, not like Rabbi Meir, meaning, all you need to do is Shituf. You don't need to do Erev Chatzeres. But the Minag, the Olam is not like Rabbi Meir. So they're just mocking around themselves. So why would you think there's anything wrong anyway? Right? Meikar Adin will tell them, you don't have to do an Erev Chatzeres. But Nagu, the Minag, the Nagu is that they do. So what's the downside? So they do it. So that's what Tosfos says, ask here, Tafayin Beis, I'm an Aleph in Erevin, V'yam Tomar. Ma Mecha'a Shayach Kan. What's the mecha that if they would ask us, we would say, don't. Well, don't. They'll do it. What's the big deal? So if they're going to be machmir on themselves and do both. So they'll do both. What's the downside that we would tell them if they would ask, no, the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir. What, they want to be not like Rabbi Meir? Okay. Tosva says, v'yei shlomar, t'lavi bracha levatala. Like we've said, Erev Chatzeros gets a bracha. Erev Tchumen is Machlokas Raman Rivet, if you remember. Erev Chatzeros gets a bracha, al mitzvah Erev. So maybe that's why, right? We would say that don't make a bracha. If you did, then you did. But don't make a bracha. That's Tosus' first day. Inami, imnimnoim alkach lahavi sakin v'chamel l'tzorach mila. Let's say there's a bris mila, and all they did was a shituf and not an Erev. So now people are going to say, oh, there's a bris mila. Oh, we didn't bring the knife. Oh, you know what? Push off the mila. So I didn't push off the mila. They come and ask and say, no, you don't need an Erev Chatzeros. We don't pass it like you're a mayor. That's the downside. Because it could be that if people are nagu like that, then they would not do a mila when they should be doing a mila. Right? And that's the chumrah that is inappropriate. Right? Every chumrah often brings out kulas. A chumrah does the day kulas. These are 2 days of Tosfos. The third day of there, but these are 2 days. The first 2 days of Tosfos in Erevin on Daf Ayin Beis. Important. So again, Nagu. So Nagu is not, we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. Like the Gemara says that Rav holds like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. It's just Nagu. And what's the Tainus Sibur line? That Rabbi Yochanan says in Erevin and Tainus Sibur, Nagu, the Minag is like Rabbi Meir. Not that we paskin like Rabbi Meir. So this is referring to a three-way machlokas tanoim in Maseches Tainus. We know that we do Brichas Kohanim in the morning. We do Brichas Kohanim in Shacharis. Right, in Eretz Yisrael, we do it here every day, which is Me'ikar Adin. The big mystery why Birchas Kohanim is not done in Chutz La'aretz, every day. It's not one of the mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz, right? So why is it? Where did that minhag come from? Big discussion in the Ramah and the Vilna Gaon. But why don't we do it in the afternoon? Why don't we do, Birchas Kohanim by Mincha? Because we're worried that if the Kohanim drunk something. If the Kohanim drinks something, Kohanim is not allowed to duchin. He's not allowed to, do Birchas Kohanim, after he drunk something. So what about on a fast day? Fast day, nobody's drinking. So Rabbi Meir says on a fast day, you berachas kohanim every tefillah. Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah, the days that you do Ne'ilah. So that's what Rabbi Meir is referring to here. Nagu. People do like Rabbi Meir. They do berachas kohanim every single tefillah. But really, there are two other, shitas there. Rabbi Meir says that it's, you duchen every tefillah. But, others say not. The Rabbi Yehuda says Shachris and Musaf you duchen, but not Mincha and Ne'ila. Why? Because you never duchen by Mincha and Ne'ila the rest of the year on a non-fast day, and therefore you don't want to get mixed up. Shachris and Musaf you duchen every day, so therefore you could do Berachas Kohanim on a fast day, but Mincha and Ne'ila, no, you don't want to get confused. And Rabbi Yossi is Machalik. Rabbi Yossi is like, fine, I agree with you about Mincha. Because there's mincha other days, you get confused. Ne'ilah, there's no ne'ilah ever except on a fast day. So you're not going to get confused with this ne'ilah and other ne'ilahs. There are three different shitas in the Tanaim. It's quoted in Tainus in the Bavli on Chaf Vav Amid Beis. So the Gemara here says, the Gemara throws in Nagu. Nagu on like Rabbi Meir, both in Erevin. Here that you need a shituf and a Erev and Tainus Sibur. And Tainus Sibur. Again, there's a lot to talk about by Berachas Kohanim. But for now, we will continue. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan af Megillas Esther nagu al kol Rabbi Meir. Another third nagu. What's nagu? Machlokas in the Mishnah in Megillah. If you remember, how much of the Megillah Me'ikar Adin do you have to hear to be yotzei the Megillah? So Rabbi Meir says the whole Megillah, and that's nagu, right? We try to hear the entire Megillah, not missing a word. There are others that say, oh, maybe it's starting from Mish Yehudi. Right, other different opinions in the Mishnah in Maseches Megillah, is quoted here in the Mefarshim, the second parak, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Meichan Kari Sadam as a Megillah, v'yozbe d'chavasar. Meir Omer, Kula, v'nagu kirebi, Meir. Fine. Next Mishnah. Chamesh Chaburos Sheshavsu B'traklin Echad. You have five groups that are in one big palace, a traklin. We'll see soon that there are going to be a certain type of partition, right? If they live in separate rooms, they're separate families. If they live in one big room, they're one big family. So we'll have to see. There are low partitions here. That's why it's going to be a machlokas, whether they're considered many or one group. Peshama yomrim, erev l'kol chabur v'chabura. they're separate in this troklin, and therefore you need an Erev for each and every, meaning if these people are making an Erev with other people in the Chatzer, so each one of them requires an Erev. Erev l'kol chabura v'chabura. Ubeis Hillel Omer, and the way that the Rashba describes this case, looking at the Rashba on the Mishnah, here in Erevin on Daf Ayin Beis, the Rashba says, Pirish, Traklin Zehaya Mitchiloso Bayis Achad Gadol. It used to be one big house. V'achshav Chilku L'chamisha. And somebody wanted to rent out the place and make some money. So he bought this huge house and put partitions in between, and he was going to rent out each place. O b'mesipas o mechitz asura, a low wall. The kolachad v'echad v'chaburos yishlam pesal l'chatzar traklin. Each one of them has their own door to the outside, to the yard. They don't have to go through each other's area. So you have different areas in the troklin. Each one goes to the outside. So Bishamai says each one of them is considered a separate group regarding Erevin for the Chatzer. Beis Hillel Omrim Erev Echalakula. Beis Hillel says no. One, they're all connected. The troklin is ma'achid them. The troklin is ma'achid them. See on the first wide line in the Karban Eidah. Erev Echalakula. U'betocha troklin nami motzi enzelazeh. And also, not only is one Erev good for them for the rest of the Chatzer, but within the troklin, they carry all they want. Because they're considered one happy family. Below Erev, Shatraklin Mechabram. The Traklin connects and unites them. The Kivan, Shebeneim Ein Srichan Erev, Nasa Echon Me'an Shliach Lekulan. Says they don't need an Erev between them, then one of them can function as a Shliach for all of them. Umodim, back to the Mishnah. So again, Machlokes, Bishamay Silel, but everybody would agree, Shem Mixas and Shruyim, Bechadorim of Aliyos, if they're really on separate floors and totally separate rooms, Shem Tzuchan Erev Kol Chabura Bechabura. Basil would agree. Right here in the Mishnah, we're not talking about where there are separate rooms as the Gemara is going to describe. But if they're separate rooms, then obviously they're separate, areas. So Chamesh Chabura Sheshav Zubit Traklin Mechulu, Traklin Lifnehem, Bechatzer Shabbatim. The Traklin, the joint area in front of their rooms, is like a Chatzer. Meaning it's a joint area, and that's why Beis Shammai says you need an Erev in order to carry in this area. Hayusham papilinoyos kemishein batim. But if there were partitions that went high up, so then it would be, they would for sure be separate. So the Gemara says, Manan Kaimin, what kind of partitions are we talking about in the Mishnah? What's the case of machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? In Bishahayu, papilinios, magios, arakoros, if there are walls that go up to the ceiling, meaning it's separate rooms, then kolam emode shema arvin erev l'kol chabur v'chabura. Then everybody agrees they're separate, right? They're separate families. Im ain sham papilinios, magios, arakoros, and if they have no walls, if they have walls up to the ceiling, they're definitely considered separate. If they have no walls, when it says not up to the ceiling, means no walls, then kolam emode shema arvin erev l'kulan. If they're just sitting in different areas of the room, then for sure that's not considered separate, and one Erev for all of them. So Ela Kenan and Kaimin, what are we talking about? What's the case of Machlokas? Kishahayu Papilionos, Gubos Asara. 10 tefach high walls. So halachically there, it's a machitza, and it's valid for partitions for Shabbos, but in our case, that's the Machlokas. Basil would say, 10 tefach partitions, so good enough, they're considered, I'm sorry, Beis Shammai would say 10 tefach partitions, they're good enough, so each one is a separate family. But Beis Hillel would say, no. We're not talking about halachic partitions. We're talking about whether they're called one group. You can see over the 10 tefachim very easily. And therefore, not a problem. It's considered one. Shavin, continuing, Shemayushu Tafin, Beisu, Batavshil, if they all jointly share dough or food, Shemarvin, Erev Echalukulam. So that's one. They're connected. Erev Echalukulam. If they share. It's like one dining room. Reb Shain Ba'i, Machlokas, whether this is a question or a statement, we'll read it as a question. If they share food, so do you consider them all as one, even if they're in separate rooms and separate floors? All right, so unanswered question. But meaning, how far do you go? Again, this is important for Eruve Chatzeros in a hotel, which is a big discussion, complicated if they all get food from the dining room, if it's a kosher hotel, if it's not, if it's not kosher hotels, so then you have people that might, you know, get certain things from the dining room, but they really eat in their own rooms. But that's what Rav Shain asks. If they are all connected with food, would that even work for separate rooms and floors? So no answer to that question. Period. Separate topic. Rabbi Yibab, Hashem Rav Yehuda, Shnei Batim Zelef Lemizeh. You have two houses in a yard. One further in from the other one. One's Pnimi, one's inner, one's outer. the inner one has to go through the outer one to get to the chatzer. So it's one behind the other. The inner one, again, has to go to the out, through the outer one to get to the chatzer, and there are other houses in the chatzer. So, Irev Hapnimi, the inner one, if the inner chatzer made an Erev with everybody else in the chatzer, not with the outer one, right? The inner, people who lived in the inner house made an Erev with everybody else in the chatzer, Ein Achitzan Sorach L'Arev. The outer one does not have to make an Erev. Why? Because the outer one is considered, as we'll see the Lashon, a base shar, a gatehouse for the inner one. And the inner one has to go through the outer one to get to the yard. So the outer one is considered a beishar, like a gateway. A gateway is not chashuv enough to aser or to be required to take part in the Erev. So if that Pnimi made an Erev with all the other families in the Chatzer, and Achitzchitzon Zorach L'Arev, that works. But Erev Achitzon, HaPnimi Tzirich L'Arev. But if the outer one made an Erev, as the Pnei Moshe here explains, it's meaningless. Because a gatehouse is not chashuv enough to aser, and therefore their Erev is basically meaningless. So obviously the inner one still has to make an Erev, because the outer one's Erev doesn't have any effect for the inner. Amar Rabbi Pinchas, apim mitzarim chalipin. Rabbi Pinchas just makes a comment before we continue the brisa. When it comes to buying properties on the border with each other, you also have this distinction in the opposite way. Chalipin here means in the opposite way. Meaning what? And this Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains this line. Nasan, let's say I'm buying these two houses that we just described. An inner one and an outer one. Nasan ala pnimi, if I did a kinyan on the inner house. I did a kinyan chazaka. I don't know, I put up a new door. If I did a kinyan chazaka, acquisition act on the inner one, sorach litin ala chitzon. Right, so you see it's the opposite direction. Then I still have to do a kinyan on the outer house. Because the outer house, the inner house exists separately from the outer house. The inner one is independent. So if I do a kinyan on the inner one, that has nothing to do with the outer one. But nothing on the chitzon, if I did a kinyan chazak on the outer one is considered a base shar of the inner one. So if I do a kinyan chazak on the outer one, I don't have to do anything on the panimi. It's as if I was going to the panimi already. Because the outer one is just secondary to the inner one, and therefore, kinyan chazaka on the outer one is considered an inner chazaka on the inner one. Fine. So that is, kinyan chazaka is a big topic. We'll see if we have time. But that was just an added point of the Gemara. Rabbi Pinchas says, you also have this type of distinction, inner, outer, by buying land. But now we get back to the topic at hand. Again, what do we have? One house within the other house. If the inner one made an Eruv with the rest of the Chatzar people, then the outer one doesn't have to do anything, because the outer one is considered a Beishar. But if the outer one made it, that doesn't affect the inner one. So Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Acha, Rabbi Yevo, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi argues. And we're going to switch the girsa, as many do. Afilu irev apnimi. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says, even if the inner one made an Erev with everybody else, hachitzon tzarech la'arev. The chitzon still has to be ma'arev. Why? What do you mean? Isn't it a beishar? Lama nasa beishar. Isn't it just like a gatehouse, and therefore it doesn't have its own chashivus? Milse amra ein beishar liyachid. It must be this opinion holds. A beishar, a gatehouse, could be a gatehouse only if it's a gatehouse to a number of houses. If it's to one house, no, that can't be a gatehouse. That can't be a gatehouse. Beishar is only to the Rab, for Rabim, and not for Yachid. And where do we see this? Milse de Rav Amra, Rav, it's clear from Rav's comment later on, Yesh Beishar Liyachid. A comment from Rav later on seems like he argues on this. You can have the concept of a beishar, even if it's only going into one house. Where do you see Rav's comment? Demar Rabbi Ba, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, b'shem Rav, commenting on the Mishnah later on Daf Nun Vav. The Mishnah later on Daf Nun Vav, at 11 Daf from now, says that if you put the Erev, let's say you have a whole houses going into yards, you put the Erev inside a beishar. There's like a gatehouse at the front of the yard. You put the Erev, you put the food into the beishar, the Mishnah says it doesn't work. Doesn't work. The Beishar is not significant enough for you to put the Erev in there. If people are in the Beishar, they don't have to take part in the Erev. I don't know if you have a guard there. That's the Mishnah later on Daf Nun Vav. Hanosen Eziru Beishar, Eino Erev, Vadarsham, Eino Oser Alav. Right? It's not a significant area. And Rav comments about that Mishnah, Hada the Tamar Beishar Shal Yachid. When do we say that it's not so significant if it's only of a Beishar to a single house. Aval b'beishar shal rabin, but if it opens up to many people, hareze erev, then that beishar is more significant, and putting the erev there would be good enough. Vadar shamino azareze osur alav. And if you live there, people, that would aser, because it is a significant residence. But what do you see from the comment of Rav? Rav's machalik between two beishars, but they both have the status of a beishar. If it's a Beis Shaar of a Rambam, then that's a Shaar. If it's a Beis Shaar of a Yachid, it's an insignificant Beis Shaar, but it's still called a Beis Shaar. It's still called a Beis Shaar, and therefore, getting back to our case, we would say that if you put if the Panimi is Ma'arev, the Chitzon doesn't have to, and vice versa, again, against what we just said, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Period. Last case, again, there's more to talk about here, Kinyan Chatzar and the like, but we'll just continue. Rabbi Babishim, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm gonna go with Chaim Kanievsky's Pshat of this Gemara. Bishnei Be'adam, you have two people living in a house. Two people living in a house that share a yard. Echad Sheish Lo Rishus, Echad Shein Lo Rishus. One of them has rights to be there. What does that mean? He's the Balabas. He decides whether he's there or not. One of them, Ein Lo Rishus. What does Ein Lo Rishus mean? It means he's living there now, but he could be, asked to leave at any moment. He could ask to leave at any moment. That's what the Chaim Kanievsky says. Shiochal Balabais Lasalko Kolsha. So one person, so we say the first one is considered a resident, the second one is not considered a resident, because he can be removed at any moment. So Erev Zeshesh Lomashus, if the one who has Rishus to be there makes an Erev with everybody else, who does Zeshesh Lomashus? So the one who doesn't have Rishus is home free, because he does an Aser, and he could use the Erev. Erev Zeshesh Lomashus, but if the only person who made the Erev was the one who doesn't really have Rishus to be there, so that's meaningless. Lohuter Zeshesh Lomashus, the one who has Rishus to be there, and he can't be thrown out, so then his residence would Aser, and therefore they would remain in a state of Iser on Shabbos, unless they do some other type of Tikkun. Okay, we'll have to stop here. That's our next time. We'll continue with the next Mishnah.